We've seen two very good sides out there, for in different reasons, for different ways. But you know, we go in 0-0. We have one shot that maybe we should have done better with, and we concede. And then after that, you know, we look at it. I know it's difficult to Carlos say there were good goals from their point of view, but the defensive side of our performance today was very poor. We could have gone a lot better in a lot of areas. But to say 5-0 down, you know, is a little bit of a difficult one to imagine. But we showed a bit of quality in getting two or three goals back. But overall, the damage is completely done. You know, we're not going to get five goals back, being realistic. But we had a go for it. We finished the game on a high, which I hope will give us a bit of confidence. But going back over the scoreline, you know, I don't think, you know, if you have to take one of them results during the season, and it gets you better and gets you more understanding of what it needs to take a game, then I'll take it now.
Mm. How frustrating, though, is it that you were often the architect of your own downfall there, giving the ball away, I suppose, quite simply?
Well, it is, and it's unlike us. I think, you know, and I won't be critical for any particular players, but we retained the ball better than we did today, you know, in key areas. And I think we were just too loose in our passing, and certainly on the retention of the possession. And in doing so, it helped MK to get the passing game going. They play well at times, don't get me wrong. They're a good footballing side, as we well know. But we're more than a match for them, you know, particularly in the first exchanges of the game. And to lose the goal in the manner we did, you know, really put us on our back foot. But like, you know me, Alan, you know, if we get a result like this, like I say, in the season, then I hope we look back at it and say, well, that was the making of us.
You feel you've learned more and can take some positives from that, do you?
Well, we can, because we can highlight things very easily, you know, in the game. You know, when we review it again, we can highlight things that we didn't do as well as we should have done. And they're very easy to rectify, that's the thing. It's not as if you're a little bit flummoxed as to why you did it. They were quite obvious, really, you know, on the defensive side of it, you know, that we know we can do better. And certainly that stems with us keeping possession better.
And I suppose you can ill afford to give the ball away, as you did against a team of that quality.
Yeah, listen, that's exactly right as well. You know, would we have been punished like we were against other teams? Maybe not. But they've got some quality players there, you know, and you know you can't give any good teams advantages like we did and hope to win the game.
Exciting at the end, but also frustrating, the thought being that had you scored 5 minutes earlier, there could have been one incredible comeback. I mean, to score three like that, and the best goals of the game as well, two of them, weren't
they? Well, I mean, that's what Connor can do, you know, and I think he'll be disappointed more than anybody. They didn't give us a lead in the first, you know, first 10 to 15 minutes, you know, because it was a great chance for him. And I'd have put my house on him. You know, he's been in that type of form all season. He scores goals, as you saw, like today, and he's done so far in this early part of the league. So, you know, the goals he did score, he'll be very pleased with them, but he's a type of lad and that he won't take much comfort from it, because he just wants to win games. And so he'll be disappointed, but in reflection, you know, we can think there's two great goals he scored.
Devante Cole at the end getting one. You used all four strikers today. You've made a point that, you know, you can rotate them and use them all. And it really wasn't about them, was it, particularly today?
Well, it wasn't, no. Like, I mean, just quite honestly, like, I mean, we've got four very good players, and as we know, they can all play and they will play. There's no doubt about it. You know, and yes, we will change it around, but not all the time. You know, we'll get a bit of consistency. But at the same time, you know, we have to give them a chance, because they are all capable. And what they can do from the bench, you can make an impact. You know, as you saw again today, Sam Winnell came on and Devante came on and did very well when they entered the pitch. So that's what you want if you're making your subs. And I do think sometimes when you look at somebody else's bench and they've got that type of pace and quality in there, then, you know, it is a little bit of psychological boost for you.
I suppose at 0-5 you can scarcely believe it, but from their point of view, they couldn't believe it at 3-5 either.
You don't have to keep reminding me of it, by the way. No, we couldn't believe it, you know. And like I say, I'm disappointed. You know, I don't think you can help not be, but I'm not downhearted with it, you know, because there's lots of good things that we did in the game as well, you know. And we can't reflect on all the bad things that we did. We've got a lot of good things, but we certainly can defend better than we did.
Yeah, with a new squad. Still settling.
Well, yeah, we can always make an excuse of that, and we can make an excuse of young ones. But I think, you know, we've just got to maintain that we, you know, from our point of view, we can play much better than that defensively. And going forward, I'd like to think that, you know, the young lads can take on board and look at again what the mistakes were made and how they were made and why they were made. And by the time the Fleetwood game comes along, we'll have covered all areas, and that's all we're a bit tight on the away form.